Glory to God forever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We invite you here. We're so grateful for everything. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Man was born to fellowship with God, and the truth that God has offered to fellowship with man is an unspeakable mystery. It's one of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, and the very first step for someone in knowing God, of course, is Jesus Christ. God has offered Jesus Christ to every person on the earth. God, the only true God, has revealed himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. And it's how we know him and how we can be his child. How we can enter the kingdom of God and how we can make it to heaven. It's all through his beloved Son. Amen. It's this glorious offer that God has made to mankind, and the deepest reality is fellowship with him. Amen. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. Man was actually created for him and to fellowship with him forever. Amen. Okay. I want to give one more specific example of fellowship with God. It's from the Bible, Leviticus 16. But the main thing I want to continue to emphasize is God has offered himself fully to mankind, and it's the greatest and highest and only privilege for man just to know him, to belong to him, to be in his family. It's just beyond, these are all unspeakable mysteries that God would offer this. So glorious, and contained within knowing him is everything he offers is beyond words. We are especially fortunate today because some people call this the age of grace. It's the new covenant. So since we're here after Jesus came to the earth and died and rose again, we're truly fortunate because the Holy Spirit's available to every person. Before Jesus came, okay, and now I'm going to get to this in Leviticus 16, verses 12 and following. But I just want to touch on this. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon specific people, like such as Elijah and Moses and others. This glorious, you know, they were truly fortunate, you know, and these are patriarchs of the faith. He also was, for example, he was the cloud, the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, was the cloud and the fire with the Israelites. But really, the Holy Spirit was not fully available to every individual person. The glory of the Lord was only in the Holy of Holies, in the Ark of the Covenant, in the tabernacle, and then later the temple. This is a very serious thing, very holy, very sacred. But we can talk about it. It's right there in the Bible. It's this glorious revelation of God dealing with, you know, with humanity. And so I'm not an expert on all of this, but I've great teachers, great man of God points out that, you know, once a year the priest would go into the Holy of Holies, and you know, it was very serious. And so in Leviticus 16:12, just briefly, I want to present this. And let me say that this, I originally saw this teaching in the book Angels on Assignment by Roland Buck. The angels actually revealed this to him. It's a really glorious teaching about the glory of the Lord, the presence of God. Now we know it's the presence of Jesus Christ. But then Jesus, at that time, you know, when this took place in Leviticus 16, Jesus Christ had not been revealed. Okay. Starting in verse 12, then he, the priest, shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, with his hands full of sweet incense, beaten fine, and bring it inside the veil. So he goes into the Holy of Holies, the third section of the tabernacle or the temple, and he's got incense in his hand. A censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord. So he's got a censer with burning coals in it, and his hands full of the sweet incense, full of sweet incense beaten fine. He shall put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the testimony, lest he die. The angels pointed out, as I recall, it's a very amazing thing that a pastor, Roland Buck, had angels came and visited him at his home in the United States. You can look it up, but this happened, you know, some decades ago. And they told him about this. They said the incense represents the presence of God. And they talked about the atonement. That's a fancy word, but basically the summary is only God's, you know, we are sinners, and we are, God cannot look upon us. So it's only through the atonement, the blood of Jesus Christ covering us and above us, and also when we're covered with the blood, the presence of God, we're also surrounded by the presence of God, then God can look at us, look upon us, and have a relationship with us, and so forth. I mean, these are very holy things. These are mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But the bottom line, the main thing that I want to hone in on is that incense. So this priest would put incense on the fire, and it would, you know, become a cloud, a literal cloud of incense in that Holy of Holies, and probably such a cloud that he was not able to really see. That's symbolic, a foreshadowing of the presence of God that is offered to mankind today. It's symbolic of the presence of Jesus. And that fire, burning coals of fire from the altar, you know, that's the Holy Spirit. The incense, the Holy Spirit. It's, you know, that's... Okay, now, as you know, I've mentioned, I don't want to get into, like, deep teachings and all that, because the main thing, 99.9% of everything in our walk with Jesus Christ is our relationship with Him. And knowing Him, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and so glorious and so beautiful, and He offers this glorious celebration to every person. It's an eternal celebration that He offers. We so often get we miss it. We get distracted and bogged down. We think that we need to study the Bible and learn the Bible. It's not about that. It's about our relationship with Him. It's wonderful if we have a Bible, and it's wonderful to see teachings like this and confirmations, as I mentioned yesterday. You know, confirmations right there in the Bible about how fellowship, man was born to fellowship with God. Revelation 3:20. That's number one. Number two, Adam was in the glory of God. Number three, Jesus spoke about the treasure hidden in a field. You know, on and on. Many other examples. Many, many. Here's another one. But we get, you know, it's just a tragedy that we as humans, I mean, most people think, oh, it's religion and it's, what does this mean? And the priest is going into this, you know. When we meet the Holy Spirit, He reveals all these wonderful things. And that's why I want to keep emphasizing the big picture, the fact that, you know, so glorious, so wonderful. Glory to God.